Thank you for calling the corporate offices of the Ames Company, which include American Industrial and Municipal Services, CleanServe, and Pipeline Video Inspection. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time or choose from the following options.
Hi, it's Chris Barton.
Yeah, hey Chris, this is Patrick with Bank of Cardiff. How's it going?
Not bad, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, how are you?
Not bad.
Pretty busy day, huh?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm sorry I missed your call earlier.
Hey, no problem. Yeah, we actually are in the market for both equipment financing and senior debt financing. So if you guys just do the equipment piece, then I could talk to you about that. I could actually send you some of the information that kind of summarizes what we're looking for, what the equipment is that we're financing, the company information, stuff like that, and then you could call me back, let me know if you guys are interested.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We are for sure. You know, that's why I gave you a call in the first place. But, yeah, and we'll be able to help you out with equipment or you said capital, too, you're looking at?
Well, debt for the entire company. So right now we have loans that basically finance the company.
Okay.
And we want to kind of refinance that. So it's kind of like the mortgage on our house.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
We're looking for about a $20 million loan just to refinance some of the existing loans that we have with other banks, kind of consolidate that into one bank.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we're looking for a $6 million equipment financing.
Okay. A few details I'd have to get, just some basic questions just to, get a little information on you guys. Are you familiar with any working capital loans, anything like that?
Am I familiar with them or do we need them?
No, I mean, just are you familiar with them? Our working capital loans, they are unsecured, so, we do have people that do use them for, restructuring some finance and getting out of debt. So, it is unsecured cash, too, that you guys can use as you fit for your business. So, it is, something you could use for that, too. And then on top of that, we do, our bank specializes, that's what we do. We do equipment financing and working capital. So, those are the two things that we do. So, we'll definitely be able to get you squared away. What was the business name, too, you were calling with? I know you guys had a few different ones. Is it all one?
Yeah.
Is there the video pipeline, I know?
Yeah, there's Pipeline Video Inspection, or PVIC, as we call it. Then there's a second one called AIMS, which is American Industrial and Municipal Services.
Okay.
And then there's a third one that handles our Texas operations, and that's called Consolidated Services, Inc.
Okay. Consolidated Services, Inc.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And, you guys are all kind of, your corporate office, then you guys, take care of all.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And you guys are out in Phoenix, you said?
The corporate offices, yeah. Corporate
okay.
Offices.
Cool. And then, I needed to pull up your file real quick. I know you had a few different ones, and I called, I think it was the pipeline video one. You said you were looking at equipment, though, and capital,
yes.
Right? The thing, yeah, we base our capital is based off of sales. We're able to free up about 10-15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So, that is what we base ours off. We do take into consideration other things too, but that is the primary thing. I know you mentioned you were interested in both of them. What kind of equipment you were looking for? Excuse me.
Yeah, they're video inspection trucks.
Okay.
So closed circuit TV trucks, they're about $300,000 a piece.
Oh, wow.
Patrick, if can I get your email and I can send you a lot of this information?
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And then, you can visualize it, you can, share it with your partners and maybe, it's kind of laid out real well. There's a memorandum that will lay out exactly what we're looking for, the uses of the truck, the cost of the truck, how much revenue the trucks are going to generate, the contracts supporting the growth and all that.
Right, definitely. Yeah, I was going to ask for your email as well, but yeah, I'll go ahead and give you mine and then we can get in contact that way too. It's Patrick, my first name, spelt out, and then dot Stanley, Stanley.
Okay.
And that's at Bank of Cardiff, that's all spelt out, B-A-N-K of, and then Cardiff, C-A-R-D-I-F-F, is in Frank.
.com.
Yep, .com. And cool. Then what was your email too?
It's cbarton.
Okay.
At pvicaz.com. So pvicaz, like Arizona.com.
Okay, .com. Perfect. All right. You mentioned to me the use, you know, what you guys are going to use it for too. When were you looking to get this by too?
Well, we've already taken possession of the first 10 trucks, so we'd like to get the first $3 million as quickly as possible. We have to get it this month. And then the second $3 million, we'll order the second 10 trucks sometime probably in the third quarter, sometime between now and the end of the year.
So okay, yeah.
The second $3 million will come later.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and the other thing we do have a renewal renewal system too. So if you end up getting the first three, coming up soon when you need them, then you could end up go ahead and getting a renewal, and then get those later ones later on in the quarter too. How's your credit too? I mean, is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
No, it's good. Whether you talk to any of our customers, whether you talk to any of our banks, any of our lenders, everything's crystal clear.
Yeah, that's solid. That's great too. That is something we take into consideration. But we have programs that work with credit tiers from A to D. But it sounds like you guys have good credit, so we'll probably be able to get you in one of those upper programs that we have. And then just a little bit more information, if you don't mind me asking too. Do you know what you guys did in gross annual sales last year?
About I think 25 million.
Yeah, oh wow, that's a big year for you guys.
Yeah, it was okay. A little more than that this year, too.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, what you're projecting this year?
27, 28.
Oh, nice, nice little increase right there. What do you guys attribute to that growth? Are you guys, expanding, or what do you guys change up this year?
New contracts. So we got a big new contract with PG&E in Northern California. And so it's going to bring in a lot of revenue. It's a five-year contract with a five-year renewal, and the contract will probably go out further than that.
Okay.
So it'll be servicing not only the 4 million existing PG&E customers, but all the new customers that they'll be laying gas piping for.
Okay, all right, I understand.
So our operation in Northern California is going to explode.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it sounds like, too. And, just to get a little more information on, your guys' businesses, I know you guys had a few different ones. What exactly is it that you guys do, too?
We do video pipeline inspection and cleaning. So, for instance, we will snake a rolling camera, down a sewer line and inspect for breaches in that sewer line.
Okay.
And so, for instance, that's what we're doing for Pacific Gas and Electric right now.
Right.
And we do that for the city of Houston, and we do that for the city of Phoenix, and the city of Portland, and everybody.
And
what they want to do, they want to make sure that none of these utility lines are breached.
Okay.
Because if they are, and the reason PG&E wants to is because there was a huge. They've had huge gas explosions recently up in Northern California.
Right.
And they've been fined, and they've had to
do everything over
their inspection and infrastructure maintenance program, and so we're a part of that.
Okay.
And then another thing that we do is we work on power plants. So we work on power plants in New Mexico and Arizona, where we basically clean them and refurbish the piping and everything like that inside them, so that they can burn and run cleaner and keep generating power. And then we also have customers that are mines, copper mines, stuff like that.
Right.
Where we do a lot of the hydro excavation and blasting and stuff like that. So, do a
okay.
number of things.
Yeah, I mean, sounds like you guys got, quite a big business going on out there.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in business for? What's your time in business?
10 years.
10 years? Nice.
Yep.
Pretty good career there. How did you get into the industry?
The owner bought into it.
Okay, and I was just going to ask, are you an owner, or do you have any ownership in the company?
Nope, I'm the CFO.
Okay, you're the CFO?
Yep.
Okay, for sure. And then what about the owner? Who is the owner?
It's Chris and Maria Mialetos.
Okay. And you said, are they both 50-50, or are they 50% owners each?
No, Maria's 60, I think, I don't know, depending on the holding companies, if you count all of them, but they basically are the majority owners.
Okay, I see. All right, you guys mentioned that you're a corporation too, right?
No, we're LLCs.
Oh, you're an LLC?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you guys, you mentioned that you have looked into financing before for this, to, you know, consolidate those loans. Are you guys looking into that currently?
We're looking into the equipment financing currently. There's a couple of other banks that are already bidding on it. And then the consolidation, senior debt financing, we're going to start at the end of the month.
Okay, you guys are going to start looking, you know, how to consolidate at the end of the month for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What banks were you guys looking at for the equipment, too?
One is BMO out of Chicago, and another one is a specialty broker out of New York.
Okay, what's the name of them, too?
Corporate Funding, Inc.
Okay, yeah, I know there's a few of the big ones, you know, out in New York. You know, they're in our relative industry, but, you know, we hear a lot about a lot back from them, you know. What'd they say? Have you had any approvals or proposals, any quotes or anything like that?
No proposals yet. I got off the phone with both of them this morning, and so one may come in with something as early as tomorrow. They both said they're going to come with something between tomorrow and Monday.
Okay. Yeah, that was just what I was going to ask too. You know, how's that process going too? Have you applied over there? Or do they kind of just, either of those, or do they kind of just give you a quote on, you know, what it is you're looking for? Like, how is the process over there, per se? That's kind of what I'm asking.
No, we told them what we were looking for.
Okay, and then they just kind of work that out with you guys and, you know, give you back a...
Well, they've been doing their due diligence, and then we expect a term sheet or a proposal sheet between tomorrow and Monday.
Okay, yeah, I see how that works. That's kind of how we are, too. Yeah, that's just what I was going to ask. I did get your email earlier, but what I was just going to say to you was that's kind of how our process works, too. You know, we kind of gather some information on, you know, how the business goes, you know, the standing and health, of your business. But, you know, it really does depend on what you look like on paper and then, you know, what exactly you're looking to do with it. I know you mentioned to me a little info, but I was going to say we do shoot over the application. What we require is the one-page application. It's a pretty straightforward app too, you know, just a one-page app, and then along with that we require 6 months bank statements and then your most recent tax return. Do you guys take credit cards over there too?
Do we take them?
Yeah, like do your customers pay with credit cards?
No.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so that one won't be an issue then. But, yeah, I mean, in order for us to get you those, you know, hard terms on what you'd be looking for, I just need to fill that app out and then get some of those those statements back, and then we can, you know, go ahead and get you, you know, terms worked out. We do work pretty fast, though. We do have a 24-hour approval, and then on top of that, we have a 48-hour funding on top of the approval. So I know you mentioned you were needing it pretty soon, but, yeah, we do that pretty quick, just like those other people you were looking at.
Okay.
Right when we get off the phone, I'll go ahead and shoot over a little email. I'll give you the description of what we needed, and I'll include that app. But, yeah, in order for us to be able to get you, you know, what it is specifically, some terms and hard numbers for that, I'm going to need you to fill that app out and then get that back to me, and then we can go from there. But, you know, just so we can give you, you know, some actual hard numbers, not anything unrealistic on what we can do for you. You know, is there a good time I can follow back up with you on that, too? I know you said you were looking at those pretty soon with all the other banks you were looking at.
Yeah, call whenever you want.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I just shot over some information to you, so why don't you go through that? It'll spell out, you know, what the equipment that we're looking for, what we're looking for, the terms that we're looking for, or the uses of the equipment and all that, and see if you guys are interested.
Okay.
And then get back with me and see if it's something that you guys, if you guys can do or want to do or whatever.
Right, perfect. Yeah, I'm looking at my email right now. I did end up getting that. I'll go ahead and look over that, too, with some underwriters. We can see what we can get worked out for you. I'll go ahead and talk to them, too. I just know, you know, for us to be able to get you some terms and, like, you know, what exactly it is you're looking for, we just need you to fill out that one-page app and then get that back to us. But, you know, it is a straightforward, really simple application, too. I know you mentioned you're the CFO over there, so I think that you would still be able to fill that out. Just on the app, when you go ahead and fill it out as a CFO, because it is the business owners that we do require to fill it out usually, but I believe in your case it would work. I'll go ahead and talk to my underwriters too, but I think that would work. But just on the app, we're just going to need your home address and then your social on the very bottom when you fill out your information, just so we can go ahead and process the app. You know, it won't go on your credit or anything like that, but just so that way we can get that app submitted and get you guys some hard terms.
I'm not going to give that to you.
Okay, well, you know, that's fine too. I can go ahead and have them look over these the documents you sent over too, but you know, I just know that's how we you know, how we actually get you guys, you know, terms and whatnot, you know, just the application fee. I'm sure you know how loan processes work and everything.
Well, it's not how these other two banks have been working. Look, if look over the information. It's very detailed. It's very specific. That big memorandum that I attached to you is the first attachment. That is specific. That's a write-up of the company specific for this financing request that we're making. Attached to it are 2 years of audited financial statements. Show it to your underwriters. They'll understand what's going on. If they can, you don't need my Social Security number in order to tell me if you're interested. Tell me if you can meet the terms that are specified in there.
Okay.
You know, just if you have any interest, give me a call back, and then we can do the legwork and do the nitty-gritty details in order to get the funding all set up.
No, yeah, we definitely do have interest, and we'll be able to help you out with both of these, too. So, you know, I'll go ahead and shoot that over. But, yeah, I'll go ahead and get back to you once I talk to them, and, you know, we'll go from there. But, you know, I appreciate getting back to me, and then I'll be in touch.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for reaching out.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you too. If I don't hear back, probably I'll give you a call tomorrow, you know, if you don't hear email or anything like that. But, yeah, we'll definitely get going on this. So.
All right, very good. Thanks, Patrick. Take it easy.
Thanks again. Yeah, you too. Bye.